This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
We are live in West Palm Beach. I would imagine we'll be hearing from Adam Spillane shortly. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Spo over at the ballpark this morning, getting some audio. We'll be headed out to Port St. Lucie this afternoon to go watch the Astros take on the Mets. Colton Gordon on the mound for the Astros. We'll circle back to some more Astro talk in the 9 o'clock hour. We expect to hear from Spo as well, find out what's going on. Everybody anticipating the big Altuve to left field. The first live rounds for Jose Altuve out in left field tomorrow.
All the reports are that he's looked really good fielding the ball. When it comes to throwing the ball in, the most concerning thing is that the Jeremy Peña's had to set up a little bit deeper in the outfield.
Can't wait to see how deep.
So Altuve can apparently try to, like, throw a grounder to him. Roll it underhand to him.
Yep.
What if Altuve's arm actually – what if we find out at the end of the day that as Altuve's arm had been, you know, in very poor shape, this last year he was one of the weakest arms in the infield in the league. Like, what if there was something that made it even worse?
Injury or something?
Yeah.
Oh, if we found out he was banged up?
That would freak me out.
It would?
No, it would. would it not freak you out?
No, well, not if he's not hurt anymore. Like, if I found out he was injured last year.
If
that's
it was
why
one of the things that precipitated this move, though. No, if he got, like, injured in the off season or something
he had some kind of condition. I mean, it's just bad. It's just, you know, okay, that's why it's bad. But here's what I'm rooting for tomorrow, Seth. I actually am rooting for the Astros to put the pitchers to put a couple guys on base so we can see this. I'm actually rooting for
it sounds like you're rooting for Altuve not to do that great. I don't want to see him on base.
I want to see them
with nice hits out to left field and Altuve. Oh, but you want to see him throw in.
I want to see what it looks like with him. Yeah, I want to see him try to mow somebody down at third or at home or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
If he does the finger gun afterwards, that can be the best thing ever. I'm sure
suspended.
I'm sure it's outlawed in baseball like it is in all of sports.
Suspended because of gun violence.
Can we talk about how dumb the finger gun ban is? You can do two. Are we not allowed to say, like, let's kill them? You know, like, let's kill these guys. Can we not talk or use any kind of metaphors at all for anything?
I feel like we're headed towards an America is soft here.
Not at all. I understand the reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
But it's a finger gun.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever in your life thought that, like, oh my gosh. Did you see what Seth just did to Clint as he was saying goodbye?
Yeah.
He pretended to shoot him. He
pointed a finger gun at
him. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like somebody that's happy, too.
Yeah.
Like, I just scored a touchdown.
Pew-pew.
Finger guns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's trying to kill everybody.
Yeah, we
can't let this happen. Not in America.
No.
My God.
It is silly. It is very silly.
It's the silliest thing that's ever happened anywhere.
All right. Let's get to Cecil Shorts. He was on with Will Kunkel of Fox 26. This is where I remind everybody to be sure to watch the show on YouTube and Twitch.
I just shot Sean 27 times.
And I just and I, the bullets bounced right off of my
it's
chest.
It's amazing he's still healthy and alive.
Superman, man. I'm Superman.
I'm a witness, Sean. I got you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Colin. Cecil Shorts, former Texans wide receiver, suffered a gruesome knee injury, very similar to Tank Dell's knee injury that Tank suffered back in week 16 against the Chiefs. Cecil was on with Will Kunkel on Kicking It with Kunkel on Fox 26, and this was a little insight from Cecil Shorts as to how this thing may play out with Tank.
I hate to say it about Tank. I don't think Tank will be back next year after that injury.
I've talked to some people that think.
I'll be honest with you right now. I had that same exact knee injury.
Mm. You dislocated your...
I dislocated my knee.
And then tore ACL, MCL, LCL.
I tore ACL, MCL, PCL, LCL, meniscus. I tore pretty much everything in my knee. And it ended my career. Now, I was older. I was in my later 20s. Mm-hmm. And Tank's a much better receiver than me. But just experiencing that injury, I didn't get fully clear until almost four and a half years later. And they told me straight up. Now, they were worried about my artery. So I had to be in the hospital for about 2.5-3 weeks. And they were like, hey, we want to make sure. Because I was a centimeter and a half or 2.5 centimeters from losing my leg. If I was getting my leg amputated. So when I heard he dislocated his knee and they were like, oh, it's an ACL. I'm like, no, it's much. In my head, I'm like, it's much more than that. I didn't want to say anything. Because I'm like, let's just see what it says. And then eventually it came out. But normally when you dislocate your kneecap, you pretty much are tearing every single thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Okay, so 4.5 years. This is where I'm like, 4.5 years to get cleared. Cecil hadn't played any football. Was he trying to play football again, or is he just cleared
so.
To do?
Yeah, okay. It must have been.
I mean,
yeah,
that would have been like, we're talking like 2020, 2021.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was doing the post-game show with him in 2018.
And just to clear up any confusion there, too, I might be wrong on this, but Cecil at the end there said that's what happens when you dislocate your kneecap. I think he meant knee. Because remember, that was a little bit of the Some of the miscommunications early on, because you can tear you can dislocate a kneecap and not actually have that much damage at all. But the dislocated knee is everything's all blown out.
Pat Mahomes went back in the game with a dislocated kneecap.
Yeah,
I was told.
Yeah, so he probably told you all about it.
Yeah. They got dislocated my kneecap.
I'm the first person that's ever been injured in a football game. I got to scream
kneecap.
I got to scream like a 12-year-old.
This is kind of scary.
No, now. The one thing I would say is that, yes, that was really bad for Cecil. And as Cecil said, his was unique. There was, you know, it was close to the artery and everything. These things can be very bad, but still
degrees.
And a lot of it with any kind of knee injury is how much cartilage damage was there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what really makes rehab and everything else. If you're bone on bone and you've tried to repair that cartilage, but everything else is unstable, it can take a long time to come back from that. So we wouldn't know, and they won't know for sure how his knee's going to respond until he starts doing the heavier rehab.
Yeah, I'm not worried about 2025 with Tank. I've already gotten to a place psychologically where Tank's not going to be on the field in 2025. If he surprises everybody, and he is, that would be amazing. My biggest concern is the effect on 2026 Tank.
Yeah.
If and when he does get the knee well enough to play football, he gets cleared, what percentage of peak Tank are we getting in 2026? Like, how much damage has been done for somebody who's so twitchy and quick and change of direction?
He's like a water bug over the ground.
Yeah.
It's hard to envision.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's almost just no way to handicap it. Probably a long term to use there. There's no proper way to gauge or like speculate what's his percentage chance of coming back and being the same guy.
Yeah,
being the same guy, I'd say that's definitely lower than 100%.
Yes.
But being effective as a wide receiver, I don't know. Maybe like I'd give that a better than 50% chance.
Okay. Okay.
That's the way I'm feeling.
Okay, good. Yeah, like that's the part that's concerning for me. Receiver is a huge need for this team, man. I don't know, man. When we do the mock draft injection process, the receivers that – and we do it at 7:45 every day. Seth and I go through a mock draft by one of the experts out there. The receivers are the ones that get me the most excited right now because that's a massive – position of need for this.
Yeah, no, and it's exciting. And there's just so many examples in the last few years of guys that come in the late first round, in the second round, and contribute immediately.
Dude.
And if they can just have that little detail of protecting C.J. Stroud on 60% of the football plays, the pass protection is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
If they can just clean that up, we feel great about that.
We're gonna hear Nick Caserio talk about that. The O-line's been a big topic in these national media scrums with D'Amico and with Nick Caserio. We're going to hear from Caserio on that in the next segment. Quick reminder as well, we're giving away rodeo tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. We're doing it all day long. Zach Top tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. So if you're looking to get out to the rodeo on March 11th, be listening in the 9 o'clock hour for that. Another quick reminder to give us a follow on all of our social media because we'll have you covered all the rest of the week for all of our Astro stuff.
Also a PSA for any of you that you run across one of these canned Long Island iced teas. Sean and I yesterday were curious. We were like, oh, I wonder if these Long Island iced teas in a can are as strong as the normal Long Island iced tea.
Two sips in.
Yeah. We were like, and Sean's no virgin. It's like he can. It's not
I'm in good drinking condition.
When Sean can feel it after a couple of sips.
Yeah.
And it was hot, and it was the kind of day where you wanted an iced tea.
Yeah.
Maybe it happened to be a Long Island iced tea or four, but man, we were in rough shape,
by the time
I felt bad for our boss and Adam that had to drive home with us because I don't think we were making any sense at all.
Did they throw us both in the back seat?
They threw us out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
We got escorted out. It was perfect, though, because you know what? Patty Smith's daughter, Kennedy Smith, is doing during spring training. She's the sideline reporter for the Nationals.
Yeah.
So we ended up talking to her
for a while.
Like the whole eighth and ninth inning.
Yeah.
But I had her whole career plan laid out for her and everything. I've got notes on my phone and everything. I was giving her career advice with stuff that I know very little about or like anything about, actually, about just how she should proceed with her career.
The guy who did the sorry to be that guy texted back and he said, sorry to be that kind of guy, Sean, but you actually are funny, seriously. Thank you. I appreciate that. At least he didn't say, sorry, my guy.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
A good one. Oh, my guy.
That's on my list
my
of
guy,
things that annoy me.
You do know.
Yeah.
Do better. What are the other triggers? What triggers Sean?
I've got my list of things that annoy me right here.
Oh, here we go. Phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Meh.
Yeah, yeah.
Or nah.
Nah.
See, you know what do I this do? Or nah?
Okay, because of that, I've started to try to say, like, if I kind of disagree with somebody, but I'm trying to be polite about it, I'll say eh and then a comma.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Or nah. My guy. Calling a title a chip.
Yeah, I don't like that.
He's going to win the chip.
Yeah.
I hate full stop.
I hate it.
I hate full stop. You don't know ball. Oh, the one that I added to the list a couple days ago. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Oh, like keep it 100?
Keep it 100, but they say keep it a buck.
I never liked keep it 100.
Yeah, well.
So that's even worse.
Welcome to its more annoying little brother, keep it a buck. I hate that. Cringy as hell. You can shoot me all day long with your air guns. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Heading into the 9 o'clock hour, Seth mentioned the offensive line. Nick Caserio was asked about this. The role of Cole Popovich, how is that changing? And is there a need for new faces on the O-line? Oh, I can't wait to listen to this with Caserio. We'll do that coming up next.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.